Over the past 150 years, humans have shrunk the West Coast's wetlands habitats, introduced invasive species, and exploited animals. This has taken a toll on the region's only native freshwater turtle, the Western Pond Turtle. Today, the San Francisco Zoo helps give these reptiles a fighting chance by raising hatchling Western Pond Turtles until they're big enough to survive on their own. Here's K-Squid science reporting intern Mackenzie Prilliman with the story.
The San Francisco Zoo has all sorts of animals on display. Lions, koalas, lemurs. But the zoo also cares for animals hidden from the public eye, like Western Pond Turtles. I'm Mackenzie Prilliman, a science reporting intern at KSQD. Western Pond Turtles are the West Coast's only native freshwater turtle. And these shy reptiles, about the size of your hand, might be hiding in your own backyard.
I do have to say I have fallen in love with this turtle.
That's Jessie Bichelle. She's the director of conservation at the San Francisco Zoo. For almost two decades, she's led the institution's efforts to raise hatchling Western Pond Turtles. The zoo does this because these turtles are in trouble. They might even be named a federally endangered species in 2023. That's because humans and climate change are shrinking their wetland habitat. And invasive species also threaten their livelihood.
They're getting pushed out by people's introduced pets that they don't want anymore. People dump their turtles. Bullfrogs, they've documented tons of bullfrogs with baby turtles in their mouths.
The zoo takes care of hatchlings until they're bigger than a bullfrog's mouth, about 2 years old, before releasing them into the wild. In other words, Bichelle and her team give these turtles a head start. It all started with a phone call from Sonoma State University. A biologist there wanted to study how Western Pond Turtles develop. That's because they, like many other reptiles, have a unique feature. The egg's temperature in the nest determines if the hatchling will be a male or a female. But conducting the experiment meant a bunch of baby turtles would have nowhere to go, so the San Francisco Zoo got involved.
He reached out to us to see if we would head start those turtles so that we could release them back to where he was collecting them from rather than have to make it a terminal experiment.
The zoo didn't have a conservation program at the time, but with the help of many supportive partners over the years, Bichelle and her team have raised and released nearly 400 Western Pond Turtles in Central California.
Going from like this one call that started this, you know, little project with like, you know, 50 or 60 turtles almost 20 years ago, we've now had this huge, really intricate and really expansive collaboration with just this one native species.
One place where the zoo released turtles is the Presidio of San Francisco. It's a former military base turned national park at the city's northern edge, and it provides a little natural refuge within the bustling metropolis. But the Presidio wasn't always this way.
So this would have looked way different 20 years ago, like unrecognizable.
That's Jonathan Young. He's a wildlife ecologist at the Presidio, and he's helping to revive the park's wetlands. One way the Presidio has done this is by restoring a small body of water called Mountain Lake at the south end of the park. It was filled with invasive species and contaminated by runoff from Highway 1. When they finished reviving the lake, the Presidio wanted to bring back native species. That included Western Pond Turtles. So in 2015, the San Francisco Zoo released 55 young turtles into the lake. Now, all this hard work is finally paying off. On a sunny day last April, Young saw what he thought was a leaf moving.
And I was like, wait a minute, that's not a leaf.
It was a baby Western Pond Turtle. And after looking around on the shore, Young found a bunch of eggshell fragments from freshly emerged hatchlings. These signs point to a new generation of turtles, indicating the Presidio's Western Pond Turtle population can sustain itself. Thanks to the San Francisco Zoo and its collaborators all over Central California, Western Pond Turtles still have a shot at surviving for many years to come. This is Mackenzie Prilliman, a science reporting intern at KSQD.